Todd Zwillich, what happened yesterday on debt ceiling? We're getting down to the wire. Todd Buchholz on this program said the U.S. is on the road to Greece if they don't deal with this here. What's your assessment?
Well, you started the day yesterday with what sounded like a crisis, these Joe Biden bipartisan debt talks that you've already mentioned, John, going on almost on a daily basis now. They've stepped up the frequency of those talks, the intensity, people coming out of the room, praising one another, saying it's going really well. Then all of a sudden, yesterday morning, you get to work and you hear Eric Cantor, the majority leader of the House, has walked out of these talks. And then you hear words like collapse, implosion, all of a sudden this thing's off the rails. And, you know, once you sort of realize what had actually gone on here, I'm going to tell you, maybe not such a crisis. Listen to Harry Reid, if you would, John, how he described what he said was a crisis here in the implosion of these debt talks.
It appears they're giving up. We can't give up. These issues that we're dealing with are far too serious. Democrats are not going to give up on cutting our deficit and creating jobs. But the Republicans should stop playing chicken and pushing us too close to that line.
So Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid there. You know, Todd, the markets aren't buying that this is a crisis yet either. Futures are up on Wall Street and international indices are up. If people really thought this was a crisis, I think those market numbers would be way, way in the red. So it's the MO of Eric Cantor and John Boehner to push this a little farther, right?
Yeah, it is, but not just them. I'm going to describe this as a speed bump instead of a crisis. The White House played down the seriousness of this development, as did Eric Cantor's people standing outside the House chamber yesterday, and Republicans saying, look, we always knew that if you're talking about the trillions, $2, $3, $4 trillion, this deal's going to get made between Barack Obama, John Boehner, and Harry Reid. So it happened a little bit sooner than everybody thought. Eric Cantor did this, by the way, John, because he says Democrats will not take tax increases off the table. He said, I won't talk about tax increases. They want to talk about it. That's why we're getting nowhere. Democrats say, well, tax increases, what we really want to do is close loopholes. We want to take away tax considerations for big oil and for big farm corporations.
So something will probably stay on the table. Some stuff's going to come off the table before the end of this. So maybe we're in the tweak zone at this point on the debt ceiling. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.